the head of the HEA, Higher Education Authority, gave a speech in which he said exactly the same thing that we've been saying, which is that you can't keep cutting back and increasing the number of students without there being consequences for the quality of education. And although there were efficiencies early on in the crisis that were achieved, we're past that point, and we're actually at a point where services cannot be sustained at the level that people have been used to.
Is it getting to the point, you believe, where the welfare of students and the education of students will suffer?
I believe so. I think that the students are under a tremendous amount of pressure because they're, if you like, competing for scarce resources. So that would be the time of the lecturer. Class sizes affect that. If you have 20 students in a classroom and they're looking for the attention of the lecturer, and then 25 the next year, clearly there's less of the lecturer to go around. So students are in a competitive environment for jobs. They're looking to maximise their educational experience, and I think that realistically we can't give them everything that we would like to give if we had a more fairly funded, a correctly funded system.
What specifically, in your view, does Letterkenny IT need in order to overcome these difficulties?
Well, I think everybody would be looking nationally for an increase in the funding for higher education. And then going beyond that, I think we need an increase in the number of staff. Simply put, the regional technical colleges, the IOTs thereafter, have always prided themselves on having contact time with lecturers, not with postgraduate students as would happen in universities, but would having contact time with subject specialists who are interested in their subject and who are interested in teaching. And I think increasing the number of lecturers, increasing the funding, would help us to cope not only with the problems that exist now, but also with the problems going forward. So it's a matter of record that there's a big demographic bulge nationally coming in regard to the number of students who will be leaving school in the next 5 to 10 years and looking for a higher education. The numbers are due to go up very significantly.